Hey, hey, soul family, and welcome along to the Introspect podcast. You're joining your hosts, John and Tammy, where we share our own personal journeys of inner transformation, multimodality healing, quantum energy healing, past life regression, and all things that light us up related to consciousness and our own personal inner spiritual development. It's our aim that when we share our stories, the knowledge and the wisdom that we pick up, that we can help you as a listener connect more with your own true inner sense, your own guidance, your own connection to source. So let's dive deep and have a look at today's topic.
Welcome. It's John and Tammy here from Introspect. We have decided to jump on today. We're just on the back of a breath work that we've done on the beach, focusing on the throat chakra. So we felt called after a meditation this afternoon to jump on and do a potty on it.
Yeah, so January this year, the energy that we've been working through December and into January is very much around 2022, brand new building blocks, and also really realigning our authentic truth and expression. Mm-hmm. There's been so much collective energy that's come up around this topic, especially with all of the worldwide pandemics and the masks. There's been a lot of collective healing that has come up around the globe that's come in full frontal awareness, and we really have a different approach about it, don't we?
Yeah. So that repression that, that we're feeling through wearing masks, through not being able to voice our opinions, through not being able to express ourselves and what is our truth. And so this is really coming up on a massive collective level. So everywhere in our lives that we have struggled to communicate our truth and express ourselves is coming up for a review. And all those times where we've struggled to express ourselves or where our expression has been squashed, it's time to let it go. It's time to purge that, release that, and start this year, 2022, on this beautiful, open, expansive throat chakra that we can express our opinions from a place of love and compassion and really move through this world speaking our authentic truth.
Yeah, for sure. So even this topic, so we were just channeling and downloading information through our Soul Ascension Breathworks that we started in October last year. And we got right to the end of our Sacral Heart one and working through some of those areas. And right on the back end, we had a group. And then next thing you know, we're downloading right at the end and the throat started blocking up and upper heart wall started coming in. Mm. So we got a group together the next day and then we re-ran that one just this morning. Mm. And what an epic group. We had a beautiful big group and
Lots of blockages. Yeah.
A lot of emotional clearing, physical tension, discomfort, anxiety and stuff that was coming up through the body. So that's, as always, we are communicating around this mind-body-spirit link. So this is the start of our chakra series. So this is going to be dedicated to the throat chakra and the upper heart. So anything around the jaw, throat, neck, upper shoulders, and around this area, it's time. It's time for us to get into the good stuff. And we've talked about heart walls before in a previous episode. Mm. We're going to reconnect with that a little bit in this topic. So,
bit of backstory?
Yeah, a little bit of backstory. Yeah, because both of our journeys have been very much, it's been part of our growth, transformation and healing journey. So let's talk about this.
Yeah.
Do you want to kick off with just talking about some of the challenges within this area and how it's affected or implicated your journey?
Yeah. So I have very much come from a space of being quite quiet and withdrawn as a child, not overly expressive. I feel like throughout my life, I was able to find my expression, but only through losing inhibitions through drinking or taking drugs. So my authentic truth was not there. I was very shy and introvert unless I was partying. So now that I've come through all of those, I have come out of that part of my life and really stepping into my truth, I can look back now and see all of the times that, and all of the body signals that were coming through that I was just totally unaware of and not listening to. So my blocks to expression in my relationship with my ex-husband were massive, and to the point where my communication broke down. So through a series of having the contrast and the narcissistic partner who constantly said, "You're crazy, you're too sensitive, you're so dramatic, you're this, you're that, I don't understand what you're saying." And I would literally, I would not be able to string my words together because there was so much tension within that relationship and so much repressing of my being, of who I really was, that I really, really struggled to express myself. And I remember times when, I actually remember one in particular time when things were really, really bad and I had so much that I needed to talk and express, and my throat fully blocked up to the point where I had no voice. And, you know, in my, I always took it back to food. So, you know, like cutting out dairy and doing all of the things and doing all my natural things, lemon stuff and all of the stuff. And now I look back and I realize is all I needed to do was really, truly express myself. I wore scarves all the time. I constantly hid this part of me. I was always saying yes when I really wanted to say no. And
that's a lot of different areas, hey? Like, do you want to like just give a few examples of those areas? Like, because it's shown up in many different ways, hey?
Yeah, well, I mean, I guess saying yes when we want to say no, I mean, this is the people-pleasing thing, right? Like, we're not expressing what we really want to do. We're just going with the flow in order to make other people happy. And this is really, you know, this martyrdom way of living. We've been taught this to externally look after everybody else first before we look after ourselves. So it might feel natural and it might feel good to say yes and help other people. But what we're really doing is we're squashing what's really inside of us and what we, what our soul truly wants. And I would also say no when I really needed to say yes. So, you know, like I would say no to opportunities to actually expand my growth and to stretch into that outside of my comfort zone. So over the years, I did start doing that. Obviously, I wouldn't be here if I hadn't. But it really was, it was a massive stretch and I would get choked up in my throat every time I went to a networking meeting and, you know, starting to talk about my business and trying to grow personally and through business as well, and really pushing through that and pushing through the uncomfortableness of stepping outside of my comfort zone and really honoring my voice. But it's still, it was a massive journey.
Yeah, yeah. So even when we met, so when I met Tammy 4 years ago, yeah, very much loved her scarves. Like it was just seemed like it was her style and flow. But then as we started to, I guess, more sensitively tune in and start to like feel into the heart walls or see where the triggers in the relationship or the reflections came up between us, we started to very quickly identify and break them down. And then that led into, you know, like even upper heart irritation, back of heart, like as in skin irritation. So the body's always communicating.
Rashes on my chest. and neck problems, like, oh my God, for years I had, I went to the physio and the osteo for years for my neck. I had severe neck pain and I put it down to the job that I was doing at the time. And without realizing that this too was this lack of being able to express myself, but also the rigidness of not being able to see different points of view or see it from another side, or, you know, how to expand my awareness of what was truly going on.
So mine was kind of similar to you, like as a really young boy growing up, like really shy and unconfident. Public speaking or communicating to people was pretty much my worst fear. And then, so that started and carried through. So from a young age, I've mentioned it before, but just being quite strict on the discipline. Like, you know, if we ever said shit or any swear words, we'd get our mouth washed out, we'd get the leather strap if we spoke up or spoke out of turn and that sort of thing. So as a really like young sensitive, that really blocked up that whole expression. And then when it comes into what we need to communicate, as Tammy mentioned about what do we need in our family, like being one of, you know, five kids, what do we need in our relationships as we start to go into adolescence, can we communicate our deeper needs, like, and that was all I used to do, and this went right through to early 30s pretty much, is you just give away your own sense of self-identity, because you're always like, you've got the subconscious belief that in order to be loved, or in order to be enough, or in order to be loved by our parents or our partners, we've been sold this idea that we just need to pretty much give away like our needs and like that martyrdom or self-sacrifice. So, you know, even through our SEND courses, we pretty much solidly work with limiting belief systems. So as that started to roll through, early 20s started to come around and like second serious relationship, and then, you know, that's when my health issue started. So like, you guys know about, if you've been tuned in for a little bit, about the chronic fatigue and the glandular fever. Always had swollen glands, like at my job, I couldn't really sit for sort of more than 28, 30 hours. I'd always be uncomfortable. I had a Swiss ball, a knee chair. Like, I was like the guy that kept having to apply and go to like the management system to ask for a different chair or a different height raiser on my desk, because I could never, ever get comfortable in my body. And that was not just only in the throat. It was actually all down the spine in terms of support of life and trust in life. But yeah, this neck area, I was sharing a story this morning of, I just clearly remember the times when I was growing up and just couldn't even get into my car. Like literally, if you had to lower your head 1 to 2 inches trying to get into the car to get to my appointments, like I just couldn't do it. It was so much pain sleeping on my side or putting your head, like even the weight of your head on the pillow, was just super uncomfortable. So that carried into early 30s. So the important thing to understand about the throat chakra is the connection to our biological body. So organs wise, like the thyroid function, our autoimmune functions, when, and even the upper heart, like that nurturing, like some of that stuff came up this morning in the breath work around a specific person in our lineage line or in our family line of unresolved pain or heart or sadness or hurt. So even those upper heart protective walls, they're really common in the soul ascension sessions and in Tammy's work as well.
Yeah.
With the Reiki and NLP, like these blocks to expressing our emotional needs and what it is that we actually need.
And peeling away those layers to reveal our vulnerability. Like we've built these layers up in order to keep us safe through our life experiences. But what's happening now is that it's safe to let these walls down, and it's safe to express ourselves and to express our needs and our desires. You know, even within sexuality, you know, like years and years and years of saying yes when I really wanted to say no has, you know, like that's really, it's been quite a path of learning how to. And, you know, John has been amazing for being so supportive in the area of allowing me to express myself and actually giving me the time to express myself, because it has been so repressed over so many years. I had learnt to just be like, it's fine, just don't worry. Yeah. It's fine. Yeah. And then I would just like sigh and, you know, and get frustrated because I really want to say this, but I don't know how to say it. It's, you know, and when John actually allowed that space and said, what are you feeling? Where are you feeling this? How can I, you know, or just listening. It was so beautiful for me to actually allow me to open it up and be like, I don't know. I don't know what I don't know what it is. And then we would just sit and allow it to come up. And, you know, there's so much beauty in giving people space and being patient. Because when we hold that space for somebody, or when we allow that space to be held for us, so much of the deep, deep layers start to come up and start to unravel. And then it's like, oh, this is what this is. Yeah, it's amazing. And I guess that's the space that we try and hold for people.
We do hold.
We do. We
really
do hold.
Really successfully because people have massive shifts.
Yeah.
So it's, yeah, and even in those breath works, like that's just one component. The same as Reiki healing, it's one component. Mm. Like we are a multidimensional being and we've got to tune in and find the things that work for us. Like what might work for someone. One person might go do a Toastmasters course and be very in the intellect to learn to open up expression. While for someone else like us, my whole journey of understanding energy, chakra systems, Reiki, it only literally started with my first Reiki session at like 32 years old. So up to that point, the health journey literally looked like neck injuries, pain. I would like say sneeze or pick up a gas pump or pick up a box in the wintertime and I'd lock up across the back of my shoulders and the back of heart and get like really bad like neck challenges. And what I realized through that journey and that pain is my body was communicating, but I wasn't listening or I wasn't connecting with someone that understood the language of the body. Because all of the kind of GPs and that wanted to do was just say, oh, here's a prescription for some Panadols, or here's some anti-inflammatories, or, you know, or maybe we could give a cortisol injection or something like that. You know, that's pretty much the symptom fixing.
Yeah,
it's just like the Band-Aid, but all of our work is like soul level healing. Everything's energy first, and anything that is manifesting or communicating through the physical body is always highly intelligent, innate communication from your body and system. Mm. But the important thing to understand is if something is continually cycling and recycling and perpetuating, or if I need 300 massages by the age of 30, then something's really wrong. Like, something is continually manifesting in the body through the beliefs, through thoughts, through a certain imbalance that is creating that disharmony or imbalance in the body.
Mm.
So if we can understand that our body is the communicator and the powerful tool, and that we just have to understand the language of the body and what it's communicating through our emotions and the law of attraction in terms of relationship mirror and reflections and stuff.
Yeah.
Then it's gold.
Yeah, totally.
So I was just a little segue. I was asked in the morning, in the surf this morning, like, oh yeah, like generally my life's been pretty good, my upbringing's pretty good by an amazing guy, and he said, oh, like, well, how do I know? Like, what if there's some stuff stuck in behind the trunk? Like, what if there's some stuff I need to work on? And I said to him, like, my response was, you don't have to worry. Like, you'll know if something's out of balance.
Mm.
You don't have to go digging for things that we don't like do our deep soul level work, and we don't do past life regression to just go see all the shit that's in the trunk of every lifetime you've experienced.
Mm.
We literally go in through the communications of the body, because normally people come with relationship challenges, blocks to expression,
workplace,
like asthma, medical stuff that's coming up, like polyps, asthma, struggles for breathing, heart palpitations, depression. Like, our body and our emotions are literally real-time communicators in a guidance system. And so we don't need to go dig up stuff that's not there. If something is relevant or it's a relevant player, then it will be manifesting in your relationships, at work, in your family dynamics, whatever it might be.
It'll be, and even sometimes we get to a certain age and something triggers. So, and this might come from like a past life where we were a certain age when something happened, some traumatic experience happened or something. And so in this lifetime at that certain age, something will trigger. So just knowing that the body always knows. The body is always talking to us in real time. So even if you're having a conversation and your throat starts blocking up, just really be mindful around it. So, and, you know, kind of ask yourself, so what's the topic that we're talking about? Why am I getting choked up? You know, quite often, and I've noticed this with a lot of women, is that sometimes when the topic of the conversation turns to sex, women start getting really red around the throat, and, you know, might get flushed and get embarrassed and kind of start shutting down and not wanting to talk about that. Or joking and turning it into, you know, rather than actually talking about it in a deep and beautiful sacred way and, you know, like really getting to the depth of this conversation around sexual stuff. But that's something that I have really noticed, like, especially if it's a one-on-one, you know, because it is a really personal topic, of course, but what are we not being able to express?
Yeah. Yeah. And the same with guys, right? Like, even guys, yep, about totally. This whole porn thing that's trying to clear, like, it's really, it's messed up both sides of this equation. Like, it's put us both out of disconnection because we're all masculine and feminine inside. But the guys have gone away from the sensitive, open conversations and topics to just like, you know, sex, fucking and porn or whatever. And then that becomes its whole addictive cycle of deep unfulfillment at the same time as well. So I even went through that phase in my own life in early, mid-20s where, you know, that stimulation or what we believe to be stimulation, it's like artificial stimulation, the same as Netflix, the same as drugs, the same as anything. It's all just vices.
Yeah.
So really we're all being called home, and this is why, again, we're showing up and doing this, because we want to just as much as possible help open up, not only within our own lives, deep emotional connection, conscious, like, we can't have shallow combos. We are deep divers, man. If anyone comes in as a chat with us, we're like, you're gonna get
an hour
Cosmic,
later.
John and Tammy. Yeah, but it doesn't, I mean, sometimes it can just be,
no,
it can
no,
be
that's
a short
beautiful
one.
yeah we can have short deep combos.
But like, you know, we're not shallow divers. We can't do the bullshit surface mundane, did you see what was on the newspaper, did you see this, like, we never tune into mass media. We are so more focused on our path and our growth and inspiring ourselves and others that none of that shit even comes into our awareness, and we're so much happier for it.
Yes.
So, so some of the core topics, right? So you've mentioned one big one, like communication around sexuality and intimacy for both sides.
Mm.
Both me and Tammy had big blocks in these areas, especially when it came to receiving.
Mm.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Like, can I communicate to this partner what I like, what I enjoy, and is it okay for me to ask and receive?
Yeah. And so there comes that holding space again, and, you know, like allowing your partner to, or asking and prompting, but also allowing your partner to have that space to express, you know, like, instead of rushing, you know, we're always in such a rush, like, hurry up, I've got things to do kind of thing. And this is about making time and space so that the expression can come through.
Yeah, because let's face it, like, especially with us, we notice, like, if you get out of bed or you wake up in the morning and there's all the, like, I've got to go, I've got to have all of these things done before I start work, what about the kids, what about getting all the lunches ready, all of that stuff, all of a sudden, any opportunity for your body to even think about a relaxed, receptive space, because let's face it, you're not going to be able to enjoy anything or even enjoy any communications or conversation. If you're just in that go, the hustle, the bustle, the spinning your wheels, you're never going to be able to get into deep connected conversation or intimacy or even be in the receptive zone within the body and nervous system to allow any form of love or flow to happen. And I guess I experienced that in every relationship, especially when I was like locked into the corporate lifestyle. You always knew, I've got to get up at this time. I've got to try and squeeze in these things before I have to go be early enough for a park or to drive into work and be 40 minutes in traffic. You know, it was just like,
so much.
It's not living. It wasn't life. Yeah. And that's why coming home back to Tauranga and also literally getting on our own energy timetables that we do. We're not owned by anyone else. Our time isn't controlled. We're not on someone else's timeline or time schedule. So we're massive inspiring vessels of encouraging people to literally become their own sole entrepreneurs and literally creating and manifesting their own life of what they do want to create instead of being stuck on the hamster wheel.
Yeah. And we create the time. So that is the, you know, because a lot of the autopilot sayings around, I don't have time for that. Well, actually, if it's a priority, then you create the time. So how much is your health, you know, how important is your health to you? How important are your relationships to you? How important being able to express to your children? So another thing, I'll just segue into that, is boundaries and being able to voice the boundary setting and then stick to. Which has been a huge challenge for me in my life. So especially around male energy. So I have been able to work through this with my father, my brother, my ex-husband, my oldest son, and now my youngest son is, you know, throwing out a few challenges here and there around this. And it is, it has been a continual growth for me. So, you know, I didn't fully learn the whole lot with the first person. It's like the universe keeps throwing another one in the pot and saying, have you learned this fully yet?
Yeah.
Have you learned this yet?
Yeah.
Have you learned this yet? And with every, you know, with every time I've gotten better and better at expressing myself and saying, no, I'm not going to do that. I'm feeling too tired. Or, you know, setting that clear boundary around what I will and won't tolerate in my home.
Mm.
Or, you know, how I will and won't be treated. So, yeah, but that's been huge for me with expression.
And it was funny, because even, like, because we're dovetailing a little bit into intimacy and the expression of that as well. But, you know, even when both of us, like, when we first pitched the questions, or even, like, it took a few years, right, where I would ask, like, what feels good, like, what feels nice, or what do you want? And then, but, oh, it's all just good, or it all feels nice. And you'd, like, you know, you could see it was staying, like, for both of us, we would stay on the surface.
Yeah.
Because, again, the people-pleasing tendency that we've practiced in that belief system in the subconscious.
Well, and I'd never been asked, really. Yeah. You know, like, usually it was all about just, yeah, it's been so different learning how to really communicate that. Mm. And the power of that when you are able to have those deep conversations and even having those deep, intimate sexual conversations outside of the bedroom, so that there is no pressure around what's actually going on in the moment, but actually talking about it, you know, like just having a conversation like this on the couch and talking about what it is that you do and don't like and what you would like to try or...
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's funny, because like you said, those trigger topics come up, or sometimes even in social groups, the topic comes up. And you can see, like, guys and girls, you both get triggered, you know, and that's what I mean. That's what we're talking about. You don't have to go digging for things, wondering, or shit, do I need to be worried or scared about something? It will literally come up in real time. You will attract and manifest conversations within your relationship, your groups, your family, where you'll have a chance to address, what is my perspective on this topic, or what belief am I holding related to the body or sexuality? And then all of a sudden you'll start, if you actually have some self-awareness and stop to ask the inner question, like, who actually taught me or showed me that paradigm? Because let's face it, school and that sort of thing, that wasn't fun and exciting. It was all like fear, you might get pregnant, like, you know, like all of these things that could happen, STI this, STD that. And it was just like, wow, none of that was fun. And everyone just got more jammed down on their personal expression.
Yeah.
So
totally.
So yeah, you don't need to go finding it. It will find you, because I promise you, if you've got blocks or beliefs that are not in alignment with where your soul wants to go, kind of on its upward trajectory, then it will come into your awareness, or even in relationships.
Yeah. Or social media. I was just thinking, you know, there have been times where I have been triggered by people on social media, and then I've kind of gotten curious about that. And instead of unfollowing, I've been like, okay, so what's the trigger for me? Why is this person triggering me? So instead of judging that person, actually folding back inside and being like, okay, so is their ability to express themselves so freely, is that what I really want for myself? And okay, so maybe it's not about, you know, like judging that person and being like, oh, I, you know, I don't like what they're doing, that's not me. Instead, kind of going, okay, so maybe there's something inside of me that I need to work on, that I need to look at, and actually go, where am I not expressing myself fully, and how can I tap into that more?
Yeah. So even on that level, hey, we've both had triggers on that, hey, like feeling things with each other, or one person might look at something, we're like, oh, what are you looking at? What's that about? Or we might be walking
down the street. Why are you looking at that?
We might be walking down the street and, like, I'll feel like some, like, dudes or a bunch of guys, like, oogling. And that was when we first got together, eh? But then when I faced or went inside and understood, like, what is it about that? Like, okay, if Tammy is getting this attention and I'm feeling that, like, empathically, and I turn around and these dudes are, like, you know, like, fully checking her out, I'm like, what am I feeling? Like, what is it, insecurity? Do I not feel enough? You know, do I feel, like, really vulnerable and I'm not enough within my body or whatever it might be? And as soon as I did work through that layer, and Tammy has in her own side as well, we no longer got or needed that reflection. It's kind of just like it drifts away.
Yeah.
And that's the important thing to understand on this journey of life, is if this game of life, we've created specific challenges, soul level learnings and growth and tests, and we've created specific part of a soul family, groups of friends and that, not everything's finite and set. Sometimes we have a general thing, like, say, okay, me and Tammy, we would love to come into deeper levels of self-love, self-expression and self-worth, say, as a soul lesson. You will play the game of life and you will attract and manifest these different things and different challenges that will bring into your experience exactly what you need as a brick wall, as the roadblocks, as the stubborn relationships, the narcissism.
To learn about what it is that you don't want in order to find what you do want, or what it is that you have to learn.
Yeah.
What is your soul calling you to learn?
Mm. And even with that comparison that you're talking about on social media, all of us have the areas that we are strong in. All of us have areas that we are a little bit what we consider, like, weak or underdeveloped, let's say, is a better word for it. And so for one person, they might be a really free expressor of nudity, sexuality, and divine male or feminine expression.
Mm-hmm.
They might not have a problem getting their clothes off and skinny dipping wherever they want and whatever.
Mm.
But that might really trigger us. But then we may be really open and spiritual or accepting of that part of us, but they might be so stuck in the intellect that they're like, no way, that's bullshit. And some person might have a really big challenge around money and scarcity or time shortage consciousness, whereas someone else might have the $1 million yacht and the flash car and seem to have it all effortlessly and easily just fall into their lap, right? So we've all got different layers and levels of challenges, and this is why comparison is so fundamentally flawed on a soul level, because we are all in different generations of lineage. We are all got different soul level and cellular memory within our body, within our DNA, and we can't compare. Like, it's just the craziest thing.
Well, we all have our own learning and we all have our challenges. Nobody gets out without any challenges.
Yeah.
So, yeah, just know that, you know, that person that looks like they might have it all together is, you know,
yeah,
has got their own stuff.
Yeah.
And it's important to have compassion and to actually always fold back inside when we're triggered by something. So an expression is a huge one, because, you know, even people that could public speak, like, always used to just blow me away. So I wasn't triggered by it, but I was in awe of it. I was like, how do these people just get up and talk in front of all of these people? Like, that's my worst nightmare. I want to crawl under a rock and hide forever. Yeah. And just realizing that, you know, those people, they have their own challenges in other areas, you know, like, it might be on an emotional intelligence level or whatever it may be. But so really just kind of looking at that as an opportunity to be inspired and to move towards that.
Mm.
And I guess that's what I've done slowly, because even 6-7 months ago, we went to a breathwork up in Auckland, and I really wanted to share the first day, but I was just like, I was like a deer in headlights. I was just like, there's no way that I can do this. There was like 100 people in the room. But the second day, there was a completely different energy, and I'd released a lot as well that first day. So the second day, I was able to share what had come through for me, because it felt, I felt called to share it for the benefit of not only myself and kind of pushing through that speaking, that fear of speaking, but also, you know, to inspire others. And I think that's this whole path for me has been, you know, about inspiring others. Yes, it's been amazing for myself on my own journey and my own learning and my own growth. But, you know, like there's been this real pull to inspire others to really tap into their superpowers and to be empowered, because I feel like in my lifetime I've felt a lot of disempowerment. And so to be able to be on the other end of that scale and to feel really empowered is freaking huge. And so to be able to inspire other people to be empowered is just, yeah, makes my heart sing.
Yeah, for sure. So, let's just talk a little bit about lineage and past life challenges as well. Because all of, like, so through the 4 years of Soul Ascensions now, which is the quantum energy healing session that we've created through Introspect, it embodies a whole lot of different modalities, but the Akashic Records and past life regression and inner child regression is a core part of it. And it's our absolute truth that literally understanding that we are multidimensional souls that are on a continuum of time, not a linear-based timeline. So just thinking or understanding a little bit about that concept of we're not just here isolated in this one experience. We are literally got some form of DNA quantum entanglement between other lifetimes and experiences in what we call different ages or spaces of time. So that's what's really beautiful and what has been profound in terms of our understanding of where we believe our quantum energetic understanding of health and our soul and the combination of mind, body, spirit really lies, is the understanding that every fear, every phobia, every body manifestation, everything within our health journey, our belief system, it's all come from somewhere. You don't just create, like, we're born from a source of unconditional love. And as a child, right, we don't know fear until we're taught fear, yet what creates, even as a very young child, the total disconnection, not feeling safe within your body or within sexuality? What creates the blocks from the throat chakra straight away in your life at the youngest of age? You know, and that's past life remembrance, or let's not even call in the past, it's life experience remembrance from different timelines. So that's what's really epic, is when we dive into these regressions and we go back and find that timeline, we heal, we understand, we rebalance and integrate and shine light into that shadow aspect, the client then shifts in the here now. And that doesn't matter for what area of their life, whether it's mental, emotional, spiritual, or physical, the shifts are instant. They're really quick, or they generally just take a few days to integrate. And then they jump their vibration and they quantum jump timelines into the more expressive version of themselves. So even Tammy mentioning about the breath work. Tammy on the first day, that was the release day. So after she released for that 4 hours of listening and like the hour of deep dive breath work, then the next day she had already jumped a couple of quantum leaps. And then we both spoke and stepped into our expression, even though that was our greatest fear probably up to that point in our life. So that's what's beautiful about understanding that position, is these fears and the throat challenges and the trauma. And Tammy, both of us have manifested injuries in the neck area. Like accidents, okay, sports injuries.
So actually, when I was 5 years old, I was on my grandparents' farm and I got scared by some cows running towards me and literally ran into an electric, just, you know, like a single electric fence, or one of those ones that goes across the gate kind of thing. It clotheslined me across my throat. So the throat, you know, the throat has been a trigger point for me since, 5 years old.
Yeah. And then we go into the relationships, and then we then go into even further around. You had a rock injury as well, eh? When I met Tammy, she was,
I'd had lots of neck stuff.
The neck, the neck, the stiff neck, the upper heart, the body communications through the skin. Like, and I was still working through some of my residual stuff, but then I was starting to learn. So when I met Tammy, that was really the shift in my consciousness of understanding that what I was feeling was not just mine. That was the first time I understood what being an empath was and how what I was feeling, and also starting to learn what was mine versus what I was feeling from outside sources, which is a big gift once we learn it for the sensitive light workers out there. But yeah, and that was the same with me and even like other family members. We would just manifest repeated injuries. So I shared with the group this morning that I would just make up ACC injuries and sports injuries because I had money blocks. I had belief lineage blocks around spending and investing in your own health journey. Like as a guy, I was kind of like taught, unless something's broke or the wheels are falling off the wagon, don't fix it type thing. So it was never about investment. It was always about only repair something if it's really broken. So that belief system was even fundamentally flawed because you would just try and hang in there and you try to get on doing your job and you just keep pushing and pushing and pushing. But then the more you pushed, the more the body started to break.
Yeah.
And so even like stress, cortisol, hormone, like it was just so out of balance in all areas. So the body will manifest. It will speak real time and it's very powerful. And if you ignore it, it will get stronger and stronger and stronger. Even in relationships, if you ignore or continually stop or block or repress your truth, you will just manifest more and more challenges. It will get stronger and stronger until literally two or three wheels will fall off your wagon. And you, if you don't consciously choose to work on it or to address it, then you will manifest and create generally harsher, traumatic challenges that will leave even bigger dent and need even more healing energy work on the back end of that as well.
And even in that past life or, you know, life experience in different timelines, you know, around the hangings and the repression of, you know, even doing this kind of work, the spiritual work, and how, you know, witches were hung or burnt on the stake or whatever. But
drowning,
there was there was a lot of throat trauma in those lifetimes, and a lot of us have memories of that that are coming through now and being triggered by what's happening in our world now, because our expression, our opinions are being very much repressed. Wearing masks, like how much more repressed can you get? So it is, it's being really triggered now. So yeah, that's a thing.
So so on that quantum level, this is what really interests us, is we don't just look on an individual level. We are hugely interested in conscious growth and conscious evolution and what's happening in the collective, because we very much feel collective energies. And, you know, even working with different clients around the world and that sort of thing as well, you can very much see and feel different parts of the world that are going through different stages of repression. But again, as we have shared before, in our DNA and in our soul or light lineage, we can remember up to 15 generations. So you think about what might have happened on your family lineage level across 15 generations. Like, where have we come from? Where have we migrated through? How many land wars? How many spiritual wars? And even as Tammy just mentioned, the amount of like starseed lightworker healer clients that we've had through, that we're literally going back and going back into lifetimes and experiences where they've been wrongly accused. They might just be a Reiki healer, a herbalist, someone that knows how to work with plant or herb medicine, that just because it's outside of mainstream, like say dogma Christian religion, they've been burnt, hung, drowned, repressed, chained. Like every breath work, we see spiritual and physical chains around the wrists and the ankles or the throat, or sexual abuse, like ritual abuse. So that's what we're really, there's just been waves of clearing this over the last few years. And man, it is so deeply cleansing and freeing when you actually get into those layers and do it, because you've all got gifts. You've all got epic light worker abilities that are coming to the surface, and all we need to do is identify and work with the body to find the core root, cut those ties, rebalance, clear the karma, clear old agreements and contracts. Sometimes we have self-made or self-created agreements, meaning for our own learning, I'm going to play the role of the repressor. But sometimes even on that level, there's a multitude of false light beings, false deities, energies and entities attached to people and around throats. So it's really not uncommon on a weekly basis when I ask through the clients what's around the throat or the neck, and they'll say like a slug or a big leech or a big kind of a bat looking energy or a reptilian or a serpentine looking energy around the throat. And, you know, so we feel it, we can sense it, and we can go there, and of our own free will, we can clear it. So, you know, we're not afraid to talk about this because we need to understand that we are not just a human physical body. We are a multidimensional soul that has had many vast experiences and life challenges and experiences, even of our own choosing. We've chosen to be witch doctors in some lifetimes. We've chose to join covenances. We've chose to join brotherhoods where we have misused and abused other people's energy and free will. But then we will quite often get a karmic repercussion. So it's about this rebalancing and integration. And as Tammy mentioned, this whole collective shift of COVID, vaccines, repression, masks, all that kind of stuff. This is not the first time masks or gas masks or things that have been placed upon our faces, but we are literally collectively healing. So many people are being triggered by it, not realizing that the root cause of their PTSD or their anxiety, that's just all of these fears that have all of a sudden risen to the surface. It's not really related to that vaccine. It's actually related to times and spaces.
It's not really related to COVID either. It's all for the awakening, for people to really wake up.
Or how does that make me feel when I'm forced or said that I have to be forced to do that or take this in order to have freedom? How does that make me feel? Because at the end of the day, they're taking away people's own free will and freedom. Am I going to go along with that? Do I see that as I'm willing to hand over my willpower, my free will, my gifts?
And how scary is it, you know, to know what your truth is and then feel those blocks to actually expressing it? And even at the beginning of this, you know, like we have to wear masks everywhere. I was like, I am not wearing one of those. And, you know, I wore it for like a week and I noticed that I started getting headaches and that the anxiety that I had struggled with 10 years ago and that I have, you know, like done so much work on myself in order to get through that time in my life and to get to the bottom of that, I felt that starting to rise. And I thought, there's no way that I'm going back to that. Like, this is not okay. So, you know, I got my exemption. But the first time that I went to the supermarket and was not going to wear a mask, even with an exemption, I had to give myself a little pep talk in the car. Like, you know, it's okay. But I was scared. I was scared of being judged by others for being the odd one out, for actually being my truth and standing in my light. And, you know, now, I mean, I just don't have any qualms about it. I'm good to go. And, you know, like, and I think it's pushing through those moments of extreme fear and but pushing through that, leaning into the fear instead of having that fear consume you. And that has now allowed me to be on the other side of fear, which is freedom. Complete freedom. And I am who I am, and I will smile at everyone, and I will be, you know, exactly who I am, which is not a mask wearing person.
Yeah. Because we're like, at the end of the day, like right from day one, the way we learn, the way we connect, the linguistics, the facials, like we express so much through a smile or even like the 3-minute conscious connection and eye gaze that we do in our group sessions and that sort of thing. It's really, we are all wanting to be seen. We are all wanting to be acknowledged and loved. And, you know, that unity, connection, and consciousness is really powering up through the energetics of the planet right now. And there's no way that these systems are going to hang in there. Like, watch the shift this year. Like, there will be some little struggles and some little battles and some little attempted layers. But as people start to recognize and realize that this is forever moving goalpost, and what they said back there 1 year ago or 6 months ago, all of a sudden there's a different narrative and a different story. But if you're not connected to that external story and you're connected to your one of intuitive truth, then as Tammy mentioned, you might feel a little bit of discomfort first off, but then once you own it in your vibration and your truth and you work through the, what do I really feel about this? And do I really want to feel nervous or anxious? Or am I going to hold my light and stand and walk strong? And we each had that, and we each had exemptions for our own personal reasons. And now it's just not even a problem. It's not even an issue or a challenge. Like, we just rock our shit no matter where we go. And anyone that does ask us or anything, we just comfortably and confidently communicate.
But they always they're always beautiful and kind anyway, because this is the vibration that we put out.
Yeah.
We don't put the vibration out of, fuck you, I'm going to do whatever I want. And, you know, that anger kind of at the situation, it's more like, I'm standing in my truth. I am a being of love and light.
Yeah.
And therefore, I will only attract other beings of love and light and compassion and love.
So let's tie this into our theme. So when you think about what's happened and even all of the wars that have gone and all of the times and spaces where people, country, religions have been fully repressed or controlled through those layers of cultural, religious or societal control, there's always been a massive contraction before the expansion and the shift in consciousness. So there's many blessings that come from these massive contractions because we collectively need the awakening and the energy to bring into conscious awareness where the hell we have been staying on a low vibration of consciousness and handing over our free will, our voice, our inner trust, even our intuitive guidance.
Yeah.
So tying this back into the throat chakra and expression, so this has been happening within our culture, within our religion, within our schooling systems and education, within our own relationships, within our families, like the amount of people that we know just over this last 6 months that even partnerships, marriages, relationships have just split because someone was a choice on that direction versus the other direction on the vaccine. It's like that catalyst was not really, the split wasn't because of that. The split was literally, that was a catalyst for showing what was already broken and was already misaligned in the values and the core fundamentals of that relationship in the first place.
Yeah.
So you know what I mean? It's not, the vaccine doesn't split couples, but it's just a catalyst for bringing into awareness, wow, how long have I been in this holding pattern?
Or been so disconnected and on different paths, but I guess living in autopilot and just going with the, you know, or scared of the judgment of, you know, what would people think if I decided to actually express my truth and say, I don't want this anymore. And, you know, just knowing that that's okay. We're allowed to change our minds and we're allowed to
have a choice.
We have to have a choice and we have to express ourselves. It is our birthright as human beings.
So even in that moment, like to sum that topic up, right now, people are so much more concerned about their short-term pleasure. They don't even think about the long-term effects of not only for themselves, but now the youngest children, they're trying to roll it out right down to 5 years old. They don't even think about the long-term, non-researched, it hasn't been given all of the 5 years of testing and of proper clinical trials or anything that's just been rolled out. And then they're saying it's diversifying and mutating into all these other strands, which the original thing that they sold the passports, the all that shit for in the first place, it's not even relevant anymore. So in that area, like even in, whether it's relationships, the vaccine, COVID, whatever it is, where are we giving away this short-term satisfaction, not realizing the long-term flow on effect and pain? So, you know, that's where we might experience a little bit of short-term discomfort. But the gain and the benefits. And the soul level upgrades that will happen if you stand in your sovereignty is so much more valuable than, oh yeah, I just want to be able to go to a concert or go to a pub. It's like, think about this, guys. Like, this is so important for us.
But then also honouring, you know, like if that is your truth, and then that is also your truth. So we have to honour both sides.
And we do.
And we have to always have compassion. So even today at our breathwork, I talked about the fact that, you know, in this world, we, if we express our authentic truth from a place of love and compassion, then it will always land in the right place. So even if it, if that person is triggered by your truth, that's their thing to deal with. That's their trigger. That's not yours. So if you are always coming from a place of love and, you know, like, like not holding back. We can't hold back anymore. Like, how many years have we not said the things in fear of hurting people or saying the wrong thing, or what will that person think if I say that, or, you know, whatever it is. Like, as long as we are coming from a loving and compassionate place, then our truth will always land in the right place.
Yeah. But in order to be at that space in saying that, you have to have unlocked and done the work in the layers of love and compassion for self, because there's no way you can embody and show up as that version and hold that vibration and frequency if you have not done the inner work and the integration work. So all of the ascension that we are going through on a personal and on an individual level, this is our collective awakening to 5D consciousness, is the individual soul remembrance and awakening, the remembrance of our sovereignty within ourselves, the remembrance of our connection to source and our higher vibrational aspects, and that we are a divine expression of source consciousness. There is no lack or limitation. So remembering that, and this is the process of remembering, as we peel these past lives and layers, as we work through all of these neck and throat traumas that we're talking about, as we work through all of the heart walls and the blocks to the upper heart expression, we eventually get to the core inner truth that we have never been restricted. We have never been a lack of love or worthiness. We are pure source consciousness that is connected to a source, an infinite source of all of these aspects of ourselves. But we are just having this human experience, and everything is literally coming to the awareness of, what is my perception of this thing that is happening in front of me? What do I feel? What are the triggers? What do I potentially need to uncover or work on? And then working through that and integrating that, and then you upgrade and you no longer manifest that thing in your life.
Yeah, that's true. Actually, I guess for a long time, you know, like, even I would think that I was expressing my truth, but it was coming from a place of either judgment or that victim mentality of being picked on. So there is a,
So we're just going
to say, you definitely have to work through the layers to get to that, expressing from love and compassion, because even when you might think that you are, there's deeper layers.
And the ego plays such a powerful ego role. Because the ego wants to be right. And every time, like, you can be in the supermarket or someone can be in a mobility scooter next to you and give you absolute shit. We don't attract it, but we see it rolling out. And even in that moment, as Tammy mentioned,
but we have attracted things and then, you know, reflected on it and realized that actually we were in our ego state.
Or recalibrating. Like, why did we manifest that? And literally it was when we were stepping out of the herd and going into our own sovereignty. And that was the only reason, as we recalibrated. Initially, when we both had our exemptions, we were like, oh, we're going to go through them all. Oh, we can see and can feel all of these people looking. But then after a couple of weeks of just practicing, holding the vibration, holding our own truth and our own inner love, we didn't need that reflection anymore. So it's really powerful. The manifestations are so fast right now that you don't have to guess if you've got some shit in the trunk or if you've got a limiting belief. It will manifest right in front of your face.
You'll feel it. You'll see it.
And even thinking about, like, relationships, say, you know, we'll have clients that will say, oh, I always attract this kind of guy, or I've had my bloody ex-husband and then those two boyfriends or relationships after that. Oh, I always attract that same type of person. It's like, okay, so what have you not learned through that repeating cycle and pattern within yourself? Why do you believe that you keep having to attract people that need healing? Why do you keep entering into relationships of being the one that wants to help and change that person? You will always get shot out the back end. Any relationship dynamic that we enter into like that. So that's why even with Tammy and myself, we're very aware, we're consciously awake. And when we do hit those little moments and triggers, they're very short. They're very punchy, meaningful. They come up. I don't try and fix and save her. She doesn't try and do that to me. We literally, even if we do have tears or trigger, we hold that space.
And learn through love, which has been basically our motto, is to learn through love in our relationship. And we really have. And there's been, I mean, pretty much every topic or every trigger that you could possibly imagine in a relationship. Some people might span a 40-year relationship and not even touch on some of these topics that we've touched on.
Or multiple
lifetimes. But we've gone as deep as you can freaking go. And there's still going to be layers, you know, like, we're experiencing life. So, you know, we're never done.
Yeah.
We're never, never done.
We're a blended family. We're step-parents. So like, you know, there's always stuff dynamics. With that.
Yeah, teenagers.
I'm just trying
to say. So we probably we've spanned out in different directions, but you know, I mean, our expression comes in all sorts of forms. It's not just our voice and our throat expression. Because, you know, even the way that we dress or the way that we present ourselves to the world is a form of our expression as well. So just taking all of, you know, I mean, we go everywhere because it's all connected.
Yeah, yeah.
It really is.
I'm not going to finish there yet,
though. No. Yeah, so, I'm not winding it up.
Yeah, yeah. let's go. I want to talk a little bit more on a quantum level now. So our throat, the expression of this audible voice, even what we're sharing with you right now, this, we each have our own unique vibration, tone, and energy signature that we are expressing through this human form. Like every person's voice, every person's laugh, every person's fear or how they block up, and even the way that we sing, the tone that we hold, everyone is completely unique. 7 billion plus people on the planet that have a unique soul expression based on the energy signature. So what we have to understand, because we're all about law of attraction and understanding the dynamics of our energy and how that relates to our life, we have to understand that both internally, what we communicate within ourselves, the critic, the judge, the perfectionist, we are our own worst judge and critics normally, whether that's about mind, body, spirit, sexuality, our thoughts, our belief systems, our boundaries, but also what we express into the world through our voice, the conversations we have, the groups of people that we hang out with, our social circles. If you're that kind of person that is stuck in people-pleasing mode where you are literally hanging out with social groups that are always bitching and complaining and low-vibing or low-balling yourself and other people, or always putting each other down or whatever it might be, or you're always looking for the next drama to entangle or attach to, then we need to understand that our voice is manifesting a vibration into the universe right now, into the quantum field, and this infinity is working. So whatever we express out, whether that's internally through our voice and throat of our own thoughts and feelings, through our conscious connection, or externally into our external expression like we are doing now, then that is an expression into the universe, and the universe will just give us that same vibration back because it is unconditional. It does not know whether that joke that John has said about his body, or saying, oh, like, I wish I was bigger or stronger, or I wish I looked this way sexually or in my body or physique or whatever it might be. The universe doesn't know whether your comment or your criticism or your thought is a positive or negative thing. It's just responding. Yeah?
Yeah, totally.
100%. So really, really think, feel that, really feel about that, like related to our voice, our expression and our communications. Where in our lives are we literally destroying or creating negative patterns and cycles based on our own expression that we need to take responsibility for? Because it's easy to blame, it's easy to judge outside. And generally I notice as soon as a client comes in the space, my throat's blocked up, the heart's blocked up, and next thing you know, my ex-husband this, that boyfriend that, I can't believe my kids are doing that. And it's like, whoa, that was just all external blame, criticism, and judgment. What have you got going on inside that is manifesting like that? Yeah? What have you creating, or what inner critic or judge have you got inside that is literally creating those patterns and cycles of external criticism and judgment?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Totally.
Like to talk a little, like, because we've both experienced ways of this. I used to be really critical and judgmental. Yeah,
same. Of not only myself, but others too. And, you know, and it takes a lot of mindfulness to kind of go, whoa, what was that? And just to turn that around. And even the language. So I still notice it if I go into a situation where I'm having a conversation with somebody that is obviously on a different frequency to what I am. So, you know, most of the time we surround ourselves in like-minded people and conversations. So our conversations are generally on the same frequency as what we kind of vibe at. But if I have to have a conversation with somebody that is really on a different vibration to me, I really notice it. And I find myself becoming quite quiet because I don't really have much to say. And I don't want to connect into that conversation because it feels really disconnected from my own frequency. So instead of going into it, which is what I used to do in order to fit in order to feel like I was a part of the conversation, now I'd much rather just say nothing and not be a part of that conversation because that's actually not the frequency I want to vibe at. And that's not the as you say, that's not what I want to put out because that's not what I want to get back. So whether it is complaining is huge, or even just finding the negative in everything. You know, so I'll either say nothing or I'll try and turn it into a positive and try and uplift the combo.
Or crack one of your really funny, hilarious jokes that you've talked about, like just random stuff that Tammy comes out with her amazing sense of humor. Like it's just out the gate, but it just snaps it out of the mood. And we joked with our Ascend group as well, because Tammy would have conversations with specific people or family members in that. And next thing you know, should see me just gently leave, like exit stage right, and I'll be off in the pool, and she'll hear me jump in the pool. And it's like, oh, John's gone.
Yeah, and so, I'll be like, oh yeah, because the combo's going.
Yeah, because it would be all like meh, 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 COVID, fear, base, and I'm just like, yeah. So this, can you see, like, so when you said before about not say anything, we don't mean in the Tammy's repressing her voice or people pleasing. We literally.
It means I'm not prepared to lower my frequency in order to fit in.
Yeah. So that was a big difference because you, yeah. So just to clarify, when Tammy said, I just don't want to say it, like literally here's, so what are some healthy strategies that we use as a bit of a gift?
Because
around the throat chakra and the upper heart walls, we talk about boundaries because generally when you're blocked in your throat expression, you have very weak or no boundaries in all aspects. So let's share some tips on what we would do now as opposed to what we used to do. So what would we do now?
Well, with my boundaries, I can absolutely say that what I have found is that I must be very clear on what it is on the boundary that I'm setting, and I need to be very to the point and then walk away. So this is in relation to my teenage son. So for me, it is about this is what the boundary is and I'm firm on that and that is all. And for me, it's not about, because I used to go into giving reasons why this is my boundary. So I don't need to explain myself. This is my home. These are my boundaries. Or this is me as a person. This is how I expect to be treated. So being really firm and not having to justify, you know, not having to justify our choice, like that was really big. And I still do it. Like I'm not, you know, like, yeah, there's still work to be done.
Yeah.
But I am definitely getting better. So,
because otherwise the cycle just keeps going. So they'll ping pong and play tennis. So that's a common term I'll use. I'm like, why are you playing tennis with this partner?
Get out of the match.
Because there is no match, right? If no one's hitting the ball back,
yeah,
there's no tennis match. And this doesn't mean that we're not respectful or don't want to listen to what the other person has to say at all. We are mindful, but that's a really good example. Another one that I like of Dandapani, if you've seen him, he instead of asking, oh, how are you feeling today, which then opens up a real open-ended conversation, you will have like, good morning. I really hope you've enjoyed your morning. Instead of asking an open-ended question, which then opens the can of energetic worms, you'll say, I trust your day is going well. Hey, like, good morning, Tammy. You know, I trust you have a really amazing day. Like, you know, hope you enjoy it and there's many moments of connection. You know, that's an open, positive, connected statement, but you're not opening a can of worms with an open question.
Of, oh my God, I'm so crap. This happened to me and blah, 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 blah.
Or even consciously choosing, we've done a lot of social friends work. So even really young clients where they're in a flat, they're in a social condition, they're into the party mode, but they just don't jam with the drugs, the alcohol, the drinking. It brings their low vibration down. And we'll say comments like, you can't do that. You're way too sensitive. You're way too open. The more you go into these low-vibing things or those low-vibing groups of bitchiness in people, the more you are allowing yourself to lower to that vibration. So you might be like, need to start standing some boundaries with your flatmates or partners where, sorry, I really don't want to connect with that group of friends again. It drags me down. I'm just going to catch up with a friend on the beach, or I'm going to go for a nice beach walk on my own, or do something that feels right for me, or even having a nice cacao book read at home. You know, learning to say no is one of the most powerful gifts you will ever embody as an empath or a sensitive.
Yeah.
If there's no no in the backpack or in their repertoire, then literally there's going to be open doors and boundaries and energy drained everywhere. Yeah. Yeah.
And that includes, you know, even in the workplace, say, for instance, you know, like if you're asked to work late all the time or overextend yourself and not actually be valued for that, you know, like really having that no in your backpack is very, very important, and being able to stand in your truth and say, no, actually, my energy's not feeling that right now, you know.
Or a really big one like of this last decade is, oh, yeah, but we value you, so we'll pay you a little bit more, realizing that you're selling your soul for that money, basically. Because while you're like really, really overgiving and maybe earning okay money, all of the health, the well-being, the self-care, all the social groups, all of that balance of the wheel that we do in our Ascend course has fallen off the wagon and nothing's in balance anymore. So, yeah, it's like just be mindful of where we have given away that free will and that free will choice. So I kept fighting for more time off, more freedom, plus the pay rises. And then I'm like, eventually I reached a time when actually, like, I was at 32 hours a week and I'm like, no, I want to be the best dad that I can be. So I'm doing solo dating at this moment. So if you can't give me my 32 hours a week, I'm just going to, here's my resignation. And I did it. And it sucked financially, but I did it. And it started the catalyst of change and of connecting with nature and the beach and my whole healing journey. So it's really powerful when you get things back in balance.
Yeah. And even prioritize, you know, what is mostly important to you in this life. Like, you know, I mean, that balance is so important. But if we are not connected in here and really enjoying every day of our lives, like, yes, we have our ups and downs. But, you know, for the whole, like, are we enjoying our lives?
Yeah.
Like, this is really, you know, are we surviving or are we thriving?
Totally. So that's a really good segue, actually, because this just came up a few times this week in the sessions, is through the blocks to expression, or even before the expression had to come in, I'm like, do you understand what you want to do? What lights you up? If you could be, do, and have, create anything, what lights you up? And the clients that have taken the advice have instantly manifested things. Like work, projects, trips, relationships, new houses. Like, there's been so many manifestation stories already this year.
Yeah.
But the core fundamental, if they had not sat down and written a list of what it is that brings them joy, like 2022, sit down and write the list of things that bring you joy, and then you have to open up your expression. But if you don't know your list of desires and what it is that you need, or what you are no longer willing to put up for as a pain point, then you are going to be constantly overridden. Literally autopiloting, life is happening to me, I'm the victim, there's no shift, same shit, different day type mentality. If you need to define and then express and have some boundaries, and only then can you know what boundaries are meaningful to you. If you don't know what's right for you,
and what values are and beliefs.
Intimacy, relationships. If you don't know what is right or wrong for you,
then how can you express that?
And here we go, right? There's the tennis match. So at the core of all of this, it's going deep, being willing to show up and figure out on a soul level what is meaningful for me, instead of running the programs of my parents' expectations.
Well, yeah, not even figuring out, like feeling into.
Well, same thing, right?
Yeah, well, no, because if figuring out for me feels intellectual, and, you know, a lot of this work is actually dropping into the heart and feeling into.
Sorry, same, but like we've got emotionally, we're trying to say you need to emotionally connect. Don't be in the mind, come into the heart to work out what is meaningful and what is love to you right now. What does true relationships and love mean to you in your growth of evolution right now, What does that mean?
Yeah, and don't let other people tell you what it is that's good for you, or what it is that you need, or what it is that's going to make you happy, or, you know, like only we can know that, truly.
So did you see in that little segue that we just had, Tammy had a bit of a boundary come up, and she's like, no, no, I don't want to figure it out. That thing was intellectual. But I could see or feel that what I was communicating was not the way that Tammy took it. So we just quickly recalibrated and said, no, actually, I was meaning like working out emotionally and what lights us up.
Mm.
But did you see, based on Tammy's filters and belief systems and programs, she went to the mind and I need to intellectually figure this out.
Mm.
But I've been so in my emotions for so long
that I'm all about the emotions.
So we just quickly recalibrated that. Mm. So that was a moment of real-time recalibration. Mm. So yeah.
Mm.
Cool. So we've gone down to 5% on this phone.
Uh-oh.
So we what do we want to wrap up with this?
Where are we going? So if anyone would like to work one-on-one with us, Joel. I don't even know any Joels. John does the Soul Ascension past life regression. And I do one-on-one Reiki healings, which kind of encompasses NLP and coaching as well, and oracle reads. We hold our breath works every fortnight, so we always have the marketing up on our Insta and Facebook. So we'll put links in the notes. And
yeah.
Yeah.
What 2022, else? Guys, it's time. It's time to be authentic. It's time to work out what you desire and feel is in alignment with you now. And it's time to express it and start to have healthier boundaries, practicing saying no. And as we shared with our Ascend group, say yes to things that feel good in your heart and no to things that do not feel in alignment with you. And we promise if you're someone that's normally drained, fatigued, or struggled with chronic health issues and energy drain issues, it is literally just long-standing open doorways of energy drain. So, yeah.
Yeah. I had something. It's gone.
It'll come. Yeah. But any questions, please hit us up. Like, we're always on our socials. We're always communicating. We're always connecting. We will be running some courses throughout the year as well.
Yeah, our Ascend workshops. Ascend Breathworks. There was something else.
Gonskis.
Mm.
And stay tuned. I believe there's going to be a bit of a recorded meditation that will probably go up on our online store. That will be a quantum level activation, healing of the throat and upper heart wall. So I feel like my soul's going to dip me into that one as well. Mm. So stay tuned for that one.
Yeah. What I was going to say is when somebody asks you to do something, or, you know, something comes into your, and it's a yes or no, a no is your body will instantly contract, so it will instantly tighten up or feel, you know, like a yes is an expansion, is a softness, an allowing. So just be mindful of the body talk of what the body's saying, and if the body says no, then roll with the no.
So the tightening of the throat, the pulling down, the tightening of the heart and the chest and lungs, your breathing, also the swirling sacral digestive system and stomach. Just know that those are all body comms that Tammy's talking about as well. So listen, honor yourself, and keep adapting and using that feedback loop to make new discernment and new decisions that are right and in alignment for you. Okay, you deserve this. Thanks so much for tuning in, family. We hope you enjoyed the content today. If you'd like to keep up to date with our events, both on and offline, then you can jump onto our website, www.introspecthealing.com, or you can catch us on social media on both Facebook and Instagram at introspecthealingnz. Or if you've reached a space on your journey where you're really seeking some deep levels of expansion, new knowledge and wisdom, and higher levels of multidimensional activation, or your soul is just literally calling you forward into something new, then you can personally work with Tammy and I one-on-one to take your journey to the next level. See you next time, guys.